Well, things are quiet this afternoon at the Bumstead home, so let's look in at the office of the J.C. Gibbers Construction Company, where Dagwood works.
Yes, yes, Dagwood bent over his desk,
studying something very carefully. Must be something very important.
Yes.
It's a comic book. He finishes the book and makes this comment on it. Well, let's see what Mr. Gibbers is doing.
Ah,
a little action. Mr. Gibbers is opening the door of his office and says,
come into my office.
Well,
go ahead and sit.
Oh, there goes my watch again. Gee whiz, Mr. Gibbers, you yell at me just as I was leaning back in my chair, and over I went. Couldn't you tone your voice down a little bit in the future, please?
What, and spoil all my fun?
Oh.
Come in my office, Tommy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gibbers.
Now, see now, Bumstead. No, no, not that chair. That's the one for insurance salesman with the tap on it.
Yes.
Try this one here.
Oh, well, thank you, J.C.
Now, that's the chair for prospective clients. Was delivered this afternoon. Nobody's all nice and soft and luxurious today. This seems not anything. Notice how it covers your carpet. Now, close your other eye and see how restful it is. How does it make anybody find anything? What do you think of it?
I wasn't thinking, Mr. Gibbers. I was just thinking.
What?
If you're a bus call? Mr. Gibbers, let's get back to the subject. What did you call me in here for, huh?
Well, it seems like a very silly question now, but I was going to ask you if you sleep nights.
Oh, sure, Mr. Gibbers. And during the day sometimes, too.
I know. For a good many years, I've been paying your salary while you've been off to stumble out with your feet on the desk.
I don't sleep in the office, Mr. Gibbers.
Now, listen, Bumstead. You wore those two deep grooves in the top of your desk with your heels. The grocer didn't put them there.
Oh, no.
What I want to know is, why can't I sleep at night?
Well, maybe you don't go to bed at night.
Oh, yes, I do. But I have trouble getting to sleep. When I do go to sleep, Cora says I leap and toss like any with a 7-year-old.
Well, maybe you've got a guilty conscience, Mr. Billy.
Yeah, maybe that.
Don't care! So have you ever been to a doctor?
I've been to all of them. They all tell me to give up everything I've always enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, why don't you take their advice?
Well, what's the point of being healthy if it's no fun living?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm still shopping around to find a doctor who agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. I know that would help you, Mr. Gibbers. What you need is a little relaxation.
I know. But Cora always catches me.
Well, Mr. Gibbers, I have an idea. I can solve your problem and promise you you'll get at least one good night's sleep.
What do you want to do? Hit me on the head with a hatchet?
Hey, that's not a bad idea, you know.
Never mind.
No, what you really need is to get away for things for a few hours. So why don't you and Mrs. Gibbers take a nice drive with Grandpa and me on Sunday, huh?
Oh.
But you'll be out in a nice fresh air. It'll be a pleasant change, and it's very pretty this time of year on the farm.
Oh, sure. Farmers, alfalfa, cows, milkmaids. Okay, I'm sure you talked me into it.
Yeah.
You can put the dinners on your Sunday supper list.
I'm so glad you dropped in for us. Come on, sit down.
Yeah, let me stay a minute, Blondie. I just wondered if you wanted me to bring anything to take along on the drive tomorrow.
What did you have in mind? Everything, furniture, furniture, coffee, and
a straight jacket for Julius.
Do you really think one straight jacket will be enough?
Well, Julius has been so nervous lately, so I'm thinking of getting him one with a built-in cold shower to wet him down and cool him off.
Sure, the drive ought to be a nice change for him.
Well, if I remember Sunday's driving from before the war, it won't be any rest for him.
Oh, Doug was a very careful driver.
Yes, but when everyone else drives, Julius is always pressing imaginary brakes.
You see, in 2 blocks, he'll put his foot right through the floorboard. Yeah, we'll drive some place where it's nice and quiet and peaceful. Blondie, are the children coming along?
Oh, no, they're both going to be the friends.
Oh, let's go.
I'm so sorry they can't go.
Of course, Cory, if you'd like, I'll have them go with us. I know they'll be delighted.
Well, of course, it
would be cool, but I'm just kidding,
Cory. Oh, Blondie. It's just that I'm afraid Judith will get so stirred up tomorrow that he won't sleep for a week.
You know, Cory, it might not hurt a bit if Mr.
No, in fact, I think it's going to be good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, Cora. Because, frankly, Dagwood and I have never taken a Sunday drive that was restful. And I've been sort of worried ever since Dagwood told me. It's not too late to back out.
No, Blondie. Any change in the year could be an improvement. Even a change for the worse.
All right, Cora. Now, you bring a sandwich or two for us and a thermos of coffee, and I'll hide it in the back seat. It may come in handy. Otherwise, we'll leave it a roadside stand.
Fine, Blondie. Sort of trouble do you anticipate?
Oh, I honestly don't know, Cora. But don't worry. If there's any trouble to be found, Dad will find it.
Oh, murder. This is Dandy. Just look at this terrific traffic.
Stop yapping, Julia. It's a lovely day. I mean, it's a lovely day, dear. Johnny and I are just sitting back here enjoying it.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, Julia, you're only such a sourpuss. Oh, you didn't even tell me how you like my new hair, did you?
Well, your curls look like they were kicked by a sunbeam.
Oh, geez, girl, you do the strangest thing. The sunbeam?
Yeah, Sunbeam Mix Master. Sunbeam driving.
Oh, hey, look at the cars behind it, too. As far as I can see back there, look at that.
Oh, Dad, be careful. Look out for that road.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Get back in your own way.
Oh, boy, that was kind of close. What is that printing of wood?
I told you so. There go your floorboards.
Well, my goodness, I guess we'll just wait here until the traffic moves up a little bit. Hey, there's a car way up ahead of us. It's kind of snarling things up. Look at it.
It's probably driven by another Dagwood dumpster.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Duke, there's a chance of another Dagwood dumpster.
No, I guess not. It just wouldn't be fair to put more than one on this planet.
Look, here comes the car to
pass
us in the next lane.
Yeah.
Now,
Dad,
don't you
try
anything with that
man.
Hey, Shirley. Yeah, you with
a
silly looking face.
That's you,
Bumstead. Say, pal, if it's too difficult for you to drive your car in only one lane, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll just keep moving.
Boy, that was a sharp answer. You really cut me down to size with that one. I like your material.
Don't answer him, Dagwood. He's just a fresh nobody.
You know, you've got quite a personality, chum. Is that cute little blonde your wife? How did a gorgeous thing like that ever happen to marry a goon like you?
Dagwood, tell that nice man to mind his own business. Hey, are you the man?
Yes, sweetheart.
Why don't you throw a hole in your head and start the birdhouse? Congratulations, Dagwood. You really rocked him at that. Dagwood, the cars are moving again.
Yeah. Okay, honey.
Some say you didn't handle that guy right.
I didn't.
If you want to say something, be personal. Next time, he will talk about his red nose.
Okay, Mr. Billy. The next time, I'll work on his nose.
Now, listen, dear. You don't try to tell me things.
Well, why not? Things are pretty dull now.
Oh, stop the laugh for a while, Mr. Billy. You do disappear.
And enjoy the fumes.
I should have brought my jacket. Good grief. Another stoplight.
Well, here comes the man in the road to run alongside of us again. And look at the way he's smiling at me. Yeah, he's smiling at me, too.
Hey, chum. Who's that sitting back there with your beautiful wife? Your brother?
Ha-ha!
That's you, sir.
Julia, do you hear what he said? Look, what are you going to do if
about it.
Make a note of it for future reference.
Hey, I'll check him. Hey, you, is your nose really that red, or is that just a ketchup bottle sticking out of your face?
I'm sort of this babble, Bumpkin.
Okay, buddy, those are fighting words.
Dad, here he comes. Turn up your window, too, Ian. Holy smokes, D.C., this is bigger than I thought. There ought to be a lot of them guys slumping down in their seats like that.
Oh.
I'd rather stay in here and fight like a poodle. Well, goodbye, now. Look, Dad, this is going to be I'm glad he's not making a fuss about it.
Yeah, me too.
He's going on the bus. You're fighting.
Oh, what? Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Diggins, you locked the door, but your window's open.
Well, hello, Grandpa.
Let go of my fire, baby.
After this, when you say that, smile.
Keep going. Help. Don't say, what do you know?
Mr. Diggins, I can't stand to see him do this to you, so I'm looking the other way.
So, Grandpa, I'm a big eight,
I didn't call you any names, you big drooling nincompoop. Why don't you pick on Bumpkin?
Because you're a lot handier, Grandpa.
Look, Bonnie, there's Horace is coming over here.
Oh, great. Here's the curfew. Yes.
Here's
Tommy. He's smart. Is he on stilts? I've never seen a suit so full of fella.
All right, Jordy. Take your hands off him and beat it.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Get away.
Go on.
Hello, folks. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Howard. If I can ever do the same thing to you with a little guy, just let me know.
You going for a job in the country, Howard?
Yes, yeah. I love the country in the spring, the blue sky, the white clouds, the new leaves and grass. Everything looks so bright and fresh and shiny, as if it all had just been washed in super suds.
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a whale of a big washing job that would be.
But Daglet, that's where all those suds from super suds really go to town, in a big, heavy wash. Super suds, funky, super suds, loosen up the meanest kind of dirt in a hurry. You don't have to do a lot of rubbing.
That's right. And I should know, with all the brown papers I was learning cooking power, I'd be lost without super suds on rough days.
Oh, women are always telling us how super suds, rich, creamy suds make lighter work of heavy-duty washing.
Dudley, the cars are beginning to move again.
And the holy smoke, got to get back in my car. Well, so long, folks.
Good night, Mr. Peachy.
Thanks again, there, Bubbles.
Come on, I'll get him along just in time. I've never seen your face turn quite so sweet, Mr. Diggins.
Really, if you were blowing your top at 1 second intervals like a Roman candle.
You were right, Mr. Diggins. A personal touch is what got him. Thanks for suggesting it. Well, is everybody happy?
Not me. I'm going to stay tense and disgruntled all day. And don't anybody try to cheer me up either.
Isn't this wonderful? A tinkling little brook, lots of trees and flowers.
Isn't it lovely, Bundy?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, it's all right. How did Omar Khan put it? A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. Beside me singing in the wilderness, and wilderness a paradise. Wow.
Why, Julie.
Oh, that's very nice, Mr. Diggins.
Yeah, dear Mr. Diggins, I didn't know you were educated.
I was. No, I
meant I didn't know he was intelligent.
Yeah, that is. I didn't realize he knew anything.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Bonzo.
I'll see you later.
Never mind the property.
Well, Mr. Diggins, so, you know, I thought all the poetry you knew was your face on the barroom floor and Frank and Johnny.
Oh, there's another side of Julia that practically no one knows about. I get very few glimpses of it myself. Most of the time, he's the same old, adorable heel you all know.
Well, thank you for them kind words, Cora. But stop poking around in my soul.
I'm a lover of poetry, too, Mr. Diggins.
Oh, go ahead, lover. Do your work.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Lilies are pink, because I sell them on the line today. Well, Mr. Diggins, how do you like my execution?
I'm in favor of it. By slow torture.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Diggins, why don't we take off our shoes and socks and pull up our pants legs and wait around the scene? Come on, huh?
Oh, okay. I haven't done that for about two.
How long?
Oh, it is. But if I get wet, Bumpkin, I'm going to make it tough for you at the office Monday.
Yeah. Well, if you get your clothes wet, we can always rob a scarecrow, Mr. Davis.
Come on, baby girl.
Oh, you know, Blondie, Julius is really a nice guy.
He won't let you to find it out.
I know, sir.
And also, he thoroughly enjoys being alive.
You said about Dr. Beetle and Mr. Hyde, but you almost never meet Dr. Beetle.
Kurt, do you think he's temporarily cured now?
I mean, will he sleep tonight?
Oh, I don't think so, Blondie.
I think somehow we've got to get him really pretty fired.
Well, let's see.
Any more trouble today?
No, I'm awesome.
Well, here's the car.
Yes?
Here's the car.
Yeah, yes, it is. Oh, look at that car.
Oh, no, 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 no. Larger than a flounder's flipper.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Oh, well, those things will happen.
Yeah, we might as well get started changing a tire.
Yeah, you might as well, Bumpkin.
Yeah, huh? Oh, no, you don't. I won't touch this until you help me.
Oh, all right. Pick up the back end and get the tools out.
Yeah. Kurt, you and I better watch this in case we ever have a flat tire.
I've already got one, but I can't fix it.
Please, never mind the pleasantries. Just keep your eyes open. Funke, get the tools out.
Okay, okay.
Well, where are all the tools?
Yeah.
I only see the luggage. There's a handout, too. But where's the gas? Did you leave it someplace?
Yeah.
Mr. Diddy, I'm afraid you hit the nail on the head.
I ought to hit you in the same place.
Oh, God, but you got me around the room.
Oh, good grief. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll take care of everything. Well, we could take the axe and cut down a little small tree and use it sort of as a lever to lift the wheel off the ground, see? Uh-huh. And then we could put the axe under the axle and change its tire.
Okay, and if you can't find rocks, we'll use your head. It's not being used for anything else.
Stop fighting. You've got nothing but screaming at each other if you decide to sit in that car.
fire.
Well, it's very difficult working with an imbecile. Oh.
There's no need to apologize, Julius. Cory and I could have done this hours ago. You've got it up on those rocks now. Why don't you just change the tower?
Well, just a minute, Lonnie, just a minute. I've been insulted by that person. Mr. Diggers, I am resigning from the J.C. Diggers Company.
You can't do that, Bumstead. I was just going to fire you.
Mr. Diggers, fire and let me get home. It's getting late.
Okay. Get the spell out, Rabbit said. All right, just as soon as I can get there.
Oh, huh? Oh, no. Oh, no! That can't be.
Wait a minute!
It's a spell of fact.
Oh, my goodness!
No. I just can't understand how one man can have so much ignorance in his command.
Now, just a minute. There's no reason for the spell to be fact. Blondie, you had the last puncture a couple months ago. Did you have the tires?
Oh, of course I have the tires. Well, I might have overlooked it, but,
That is all a state risk.
Well, well. So the girls were at fault. From the way they've been talking, I didn't think it was possible for them to make a mistake.
Oh, never mind about that. The nearest garage is about 3 miles. Now, you just better start walking.
Yeah, well, not me. I did plenty of work and all for nothing. I'm knocked out. I'm staying here.
And so am I. You girls can walk the garage. It's your fault. It's good for your fingers. Besides, you'll get past the service.
And what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to take a little nap in the car.
Come on, Mr. Davis, I'll show you how it's done.
It's a pleasure, old pal.
What about the sandwiches in the vault, Blondie? Well, let's just hope they don't find them. Come on, Cora. We might as well start walking right now.
Those babes in the woods with leaves. Now, where did I see that poison ivy?
Chadwick, wake up. Wake up, Pinky.
You got a garage, man.
Go away, please.
Goodbye, girl. Just come to fix this pile and we'll pay you later. We're going to stay right here in the car.
Well, all right. But there's something I want to get out of the back seat. Chadwick, where are those sandwiches that were in the car?
What sandwiches?
Exactly. You know what sandwich is that? Yeah. I don't know where Mr. D's is, but mine is right up out here. Yum, yum, yum. Incidentally, boys, look who the garage man turned out to be.
Hiya, Sterling.
Oh.
Don't go away, folks. Supersize group is at the Bumsteads in just a moment. Here's what Mrs. Alma Chip says about Colgate Sudsy Supersize.
Supersize piles up some much rich thick suds that stuff just ain't sticky in a hurry. All my white things wash up snowy, but I never add anything strong and I don't do much rubbing.
Ladies, make a milk bottle sud test. Just take up a teaspoon of Supersize and a glass of water, even hard or cool, in a milk bottle. Notice all those rich, billowy suds. Yes, suds is long-lasting suds from Super Suds compared to less efficient soap.
Oh, Hammer Jane, oh, what luck you.
I didn't think you'd ever be able to get Mr. Diggers into his house. He took all our things to carry.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was too sleepy to help, Randy.
I wonder what the neighbors will think. Well, you keep worrying about our neighbors, too. I'll practically carry you and myself.
Yeah. Well, I was tired. You know, the idea of mine about taking Mr. Diggers on a Sunday drive certainly works. I guess he just likes the peace and quiet of the country.
Oh, Blondie,
what's the idea of sticking me?
Oh, I never touched you.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Diggers certainly better be tonight. There's no question about him.
Blondie, stop that.